going to present Mr. Roach this medal for the American Institute of Architects, along with Ms. Maxwell, who is the first woman president, right?
Oh, my golly, what a memory. That's amazing.
Congratulations on your service. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Mr. President, can you prepare a sharing of thoughts at all on your policy?
To the room.
Well, we met him with your...
Thank you very much.
This is Richard English from Toledo, Ohio. Who's here from Toledo? I know there's some local press here. You got some... There he is. See, I told you, you had the hometown folks here. All right, now, what were you going to say?
Well, sir, I have a few things up here to present to you. Well, one is I would like to give it to you. It's a badge because I did not quite like what all the people on CNN were having to say about you not being prior service and all. So I figured I would now, since that you are the not new commander in chief, I would make you a badge.
Thank you.
And I have one here for
Vice President Gore. That's great. Thank you. These are Richard's parents and sister.
And I have here, since I know you like jogging and it gets cold here in the summer, I have a Toledo Mud Hens sweatshirt for you. And a ball cap.
Some people say that's what I look like when I'm running this morning. But, thank you. I love that.
And I also have one here for Vice President Gore.
I'll give that to him next time I'll see him later this afternoon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm really glad you came to see me.
I'm glad that you took time when you were in Toledo, Ohio to give me a call in the hospital. It really brightened my day.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I wish I could have been there to see you in person, but under the circumstances, I wasn't able to.
You got a good smile and a good spirit.
Yep. And I'm still fighting. I'm not going to let it take me down.
You need to keep fighting. I know your parents are proud of you.
Yes.
Most of your pretty sister is proud of you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're 17?
Yes.
And you're 16?
16.
Wow, well, I was 16.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Got everybody in?
No.
This is Janie Hatton from Milwaukee, and she is the school principal of the year. You can tell she's from Wisconsin because Senator Cole is here, but I have to tell you, she also grew up in my hometown of Hot Springs, Arkansas. We grew up in the same town. She's younger than I am. That's her husband, Isaac, who also comes from Arkansas, and these other three gentlemen are with the National Association of School Principals.
And MetLife.
And MetLife, which sponsors this award. And I think you had, she gave me two paperweights for my wife and daughter, and now you're gonna give me something, right?
Right, this is a hat for you to jog in, as well as the, when the days are cold, the long jogging pants. And tech has style, that's for your loins. And in the mornings when it's kind of warm, you can wear the short ones. It says Tech, Milwaukee. And that's another one. This is the one that we are most proud of, because 93 Tech. When you say Milwaukee Tech, you've said it all. And we invite you to Tech at all times, anytime. We're building a referendum issue February 16th. And we want you to thumbs up, because that thumb is really good. So wear it with pride. And Tech supports
the field. That's great.
That's great. Thank you so much, Mr. President. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Great things happen. Great people. Thank you.
Bless you.
Mr. President, are you building
that just about the economy and working with Congress? Are you making, getting momentum, doing all these, having all these meetings with the Hill?
Well, I think so. You know, we've got a lot more meetings. I'm going to have a huge number of meetings, I hope, next week with members. And I needed this first week just to kind of get our feet on the ground here and get organized and get ready. But I have done a lot of meetings with Congress, and I will do many more next week. I'll do as many as I can leading up to the February 17th address, the joint session, and then after that, I'll do as many more as I can.
Mr. President, are you confident that you'll ever get the ban on gays in the military lifted?
Well, we're working on the resolution in the Senate, as you know, and I've been working mostly on economic issues today, so I've just heard from my staff, but they seem to think we're pretty close to
Are you satisfied 6 months down the road?
I'm satisfied with what I hope the resolution will be. You have to come back to me when there's final language there. I think the Joint Chiefs should have 6 months to deal with the practical issues involved. This is not issues, it's not free of difficulty. There are certain factual problems involved. But the principle, let me answer the question Mark asked me this morning about the principle. The principle behind this for me is that Americans who are willing to conform to the requirements of conduct within the military services, in my judgment, should be able to serve in the military. And that people should be disqualified from serving in the military based on something they do, not based on who they are. That is the elemental principle. There is actually an enormous amount of agreement on that. The Joint Chiefs agree, for example, that we should not anymore ask people about their sexual orientation when they enlist. And I agree that any sort of improper conduct should result in severance. The narrow issue on which there is disagreement is whether people should be able to say that they are homosexual without being, and do nothing else without being severed. But there are a whole lot of very complicated practical questions that flow from that very narrow issue, and that's what I want to have 6 months to give them a chance to work on. So I hope you can. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.